Okay, Tov. Shirchem, with everyone's permission, today's shiur is dedicated to the Nishmat Malkabat Jalinus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Sarah Bat Moshe, Yosef Ben Nisan, and Liora Bat Yitzchak, Baruch Hashem, Tinicham Began Eden. And we are learning about Gadol, greatness, tremendousness, vastness. And we said first and foremost, who is the ultimate Gadol?
Hashem.
Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the ultimate Gadol. The creator of the universe is the ultimate Gadol.
And no doubt.
It is worthwhile to think about his awesomeness and his greatness in comparison
to... We are like the dust.
We are nothing.
We are invisible.
And every time we pray, this is something that we have to contemplate. Whenever we say tefillah, who are we talking to? Where are we and where is he? You can't even compare.
How does he see us? We are so small. Then you said to me, look from up there.
Boy. If us, even with our human eye, when we're up there, you can't even see another person. We're so nothing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu still cares about us.
Yes.
Right?
And he's
and this
delivering
is
us the things that we need with kindness and mercy.
So, and in the same way, another aspect of greatness that we have to contemplate is that Hashem, who is the ultimate, that all of the honor and glory is His, gave us the instructions and gave us the command that we have to respect certain people. We have to respect every person, but we have to give
in the ladder.
There is a deference that we have to give. Number one, to a father, parent, to an older sibling, to an older brother, and also to any person who is greater than us in wisdom, in knowledge, and in wisdom. Right, and we learned that from Daniel. And now we are in the last paragraph here. Ve'en ra'ui. Wow, this is incredible. Ve'en ra'ui la'adam nevakesh gidula. It is not a worthwhile venture for a person to pursue greatness for himself. And here, by greatness, he means to pursue authority. And to, of course, when it talks about pursuing knowledge, yes, every person should pursue knowledge and wisdom. But we're going to see exactly what he talks about. He says, "Shehare Amru," as our Chachamim said, "Rabbanut mekaberet et be'aleha." He says, authority, being in a position of authority, it buries its owners. "Ki lo yinnake mera'at ha-ga'ava ki rabba." He says, because there is no way to completely avoid ga'ava. There is a hint of arrogance. When you are in a position of authority, there is no way to avoid it.
It comes with it.
There's a part of it that's not possible to avoid. The only way is the consistent internal battle and internal struggle to realize that here, I'm in a position of power, I'm in a position of authority. I'm only here to serve. I'm only here in a position of service to serve other people. I'm nobody here. I just happen to be here.
Not easy. This is not easy.
The Gemara says it in two places. Over here, it quotes the one in Pesachim. There is another place also, I think. But there's in one place, the Gemara says, "Rabbanut mekaberet et be'aleha." That's why Yosef died before all of his brothers. Yosef HaTzadik, he passed away at age 110, but
because
he was in a position of authority, because he was second to Paro, he passed away youngest. He passed away before all of his brothers. The Gemara says, "Oy lo l'rabbanut shemekaberet et be'aleha." Being in a position of authority shortens a person's life. It buries its owners. And then the Gemara gives another example that in the beginning of the book of Yeshayah, Isaiah, the
yes,
prophet Yeshayah. It says that Chazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. It says this is going to be, this book is going to be the visions and the prophecies of Yeshayahu ben Amos, Asher Chazal Yehuda Yerushalayim, that he had for the Jewish people and in Yerushalayim. And then it says during what kings? And lists the kings, four kings: Uzziyahu, Yotam, Achaz, Yechizkiyahu, Malchei Yehuda.
That's a lot of kings.
That's four kings. So the Gemara says, "Wait, take a look at this, right? Right? The prophet prophesied through the reign of four kings.
Four kings,
four kings died. And four kings died while he was one prophet. So the Gemara says, "Oy lo l'rabenu, learn from here. Oy lo l'rabenu shemekaberet et be'alea." One Navi, one prophet, right, came only for the mission of doing Hashem's word and saying Hashem's word, not in a position of authority per se. Right? He lived through the reign of four kings. Four kings.
Are you saying that, I want to make sure I understand this correctly, are you saying that because no matter what, even Yosef HaTzadik had an element of Gava in him, because of that, he had a shorter life than anybody else.
He had a shorter life than his brothers. Than his 12 brothers. This is what he says. Yeah. That's what the Gemara says. And it's one of the examples.
As a father, with your children, you have a certain authority.
He's gonna bring it up here. He says, still, nonetheless, he says it's worthy in every city and in every community. They should have one person that they appoint over them. They're going to follow his authority and his advice. Right, Shayna, he is going to lead them. Every community should appoint over them a leader that's accepted by the community. You know, the community every town has a mayor.
By vote, right?
Just almost like the same way we have a central board. Like we have a central board in our community, and we have Rabbanim appointed in their positions. The community should be very cautious in honoring them, in respecting them.
How
they were voted by the community. The community wanted them as their leader. They are in that position. Be very careful. Don't cross their words. He said, even if in our community, this virtual community that we're creating, even in the community, everybody's equal. Every person is on an equal level. Still, yitnua gidula le'echad sheyeh kemelech bigdud. There should be one person that they appoint that's going to be like the sergeant. He's the one in charge. Lechen bechol bayit echad yeh gdola bayit. And it's the same thing in every home. There should be one person who's, so to speak, again, the sergeant in the home. Because otherwise, it's a free-for-all. There is no structure. It becomes what happened by the end of the book of Shoftim, which is Isha Yashar Be'enav Yaseh. Every person does whatever is right in their own eyes, and that whole that world, that city, that town, that village, that house becomes a jungle, right? There's no rules.
But even the leadership in the house, you can have some gava there.
So he's elaborating on this point also. So he's saying, even though there's a piece of gava, still in every place every place needs one person who's in that. He's like, it's not something
so
that
it relates. Any position of power comes with gava.
Yes. Every position of power, no, it comes with a gava. You can't avoid.
Husband, because they have a wife that she's the boss over them, they lose their gava.
The gava. It's making reference to.
Right. He's saying it comes with gava, and you have to fight that with gava. He says like it's a constant battle to fight
that gava
and not let that gava overcome you. The wives help us. The children help us. Baruch Hashem.
So
God bless them.
In the history, there was never a leader who led us without gava.
No. So, yes, there were. Okay. Absolutely there. Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. Moshe was Anav Mikol Adam, was the humblest of any man. It's not something impossible. But because a person, by nature, the natural tendency is you are a person who's put in a position of authority. And every person wants and desires that authority. You know, every person person wants his kingdom, right? Whether that kingdom is the United States of America, or whether that kingdom is just the little room that I live in. A little home that I live in. But every person desires that, and especially when you're put in that position, it's very, very difficult for a person to counter that and say, like, no, really, I'm just here to do what's best for this home. I'm only here to serve and do what's best for this community.
I'm actually your servant.
And especially when others might even be giving the person honor. person might be giving the person deference.
He doesn't have to forget that he's here for the service.
Exactly. But he still has to remember that I'm here as a servant. And I'm not here as a...
This is very difficult.
It's very hard. So he says every community still needs it. In every place, it's necessary to have one person for it to not be a free-for-all. There has to be some structure by which...
Somebody makes an example of what's right and what's wrong.
He says, and that leader, that person who's appointed in charge, should be cautious to take advice.
Even from the smallest one.
Even from the smallest in that area, take their advice, hear their thoughts, listen to their struggles. And the smaller one should honor the elder. And shouldn't go against his word. This is a tremendous principle, right, for the sake of peace in the world, right, for the sake of peace within the cities, for the sake of shalom bayit, for the sake of peace within the home. It is that if there's one person who's a decision maker in a certain area, we follow them, we trust them, we disagree with them, we'll talk about it, we'll say it, but in the end of the day, we're not going to overturn the whole house over Zin, right, because they're the decision maker. Right. But also at the same time, the one who is making the decisions, the one who's
going to,
right, he has to listen. He has to listen. He has to realize I'm here to do what not what's in my interest. I'm here
yours,
as a servant.
Yours.
I'm in the interest of
you.
The captain of the ship has to think about the whole ship.
Yeah, not,
right? Not about where he wants to go, right? But about the whole ship.
Not about his dinner. Everybody's dinner.
Olam lama yimloch zeh lemelech aleinu, because if everybody's saying, hey, well, who's he? Who's this guy? Why should he be? And he can kill and he can uproot and he can... And who is he to be over us? Everybody will be kings.
Yes.
Right? Every one of us knows better.
It's a salad.
We all know better than the other. Because the world would be destroyed. Right. There wouldn't be a world.
Because if you have also one God, we have to
give honor to God. V'chen b'chol ir, and similarly in every town, in every city, u'chol bayit, in every home, tzarich echad gadol. There is somebody who is in that decision-making role, right? U'manhig al piv yachanu l'aviv yisau, and they follow his leadership. They follow and they trust his leadership. He says, go learn from the body and from the way the body was constructed. Sheharosh lemala. He says the head is on top. The head is on top. Ve'imayom imaraglaim. And if the feet were to say, lama
why are you ordering me? Why are you ordering me to walk?
who made you give the orders? Who put you in a position
so
of authority?
Right?
So Hayah Guf Patel. He says the body would fall apart.
Yes, each one was going in its own direction.
The body wouldn't be able to function. Right? Each limb would be in its own place.
He needs one to order
so
all of it.
Lachen lo yukulam rashim. All of them should not be the head. Rather, by a majority vote, right? You pick one, and if the majority chooses one, the others can't. Not my president. Not my president. He's not my president. You live in this country. He's your president. You live in this place. They're your leader. He says, and then there will be peace in that place and in that area. Right? Should we start Gader?
No, I have an appointment. I'm going to run. So if you guys want to start, so
in essence, we're emulating Moshe.
In a sense,
it's
yes.
Like, because he was he had no gavah, and at the same time, the Jews, they have to realize that, okay, I want to be a leader, but it's better for us to take a step, sit back. He's going to be the leader.
Exactly.
So my gava has to be in check. We're talking about both.
Yeah. In the same way, both gavas are in check. But there isn't war, right? Because if the majority chose him, or he's following the majority, yes, we should defend him, and we should look for the good of the entire system and the entire country. And if every person is just fighting over what they want, then everything will fall apart.
Interesting. It's like It should be obvious, but it's...
Have a wonderful day. Happiest Tuesday. We'll continue.